Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today I'm talking about part four, mistake number four of the five most common mistakes salespeople make. You know, over the decades that I've been involved in sales, I've worked with tens of thousands of salespeople, and I've noticed that certain negative habits keep appearing over and over. So in the first three of these of this series, I talked about mistake number one, two, and three, and today we're talking about number four. Mistake number four is this, quote, poor questioning. Poor questioning. Now, this is a variation, a little bit of a variation of the third mistake, but I'm absolutely astonished at the lack of thoughtfulness that I often see on the part of salespeople. Some use questions like sledgehammers, you know, they use them to splinter the relationship and bruise the sensibility of their customers by thoughtless questions. Others don't use them at all, practically ignoring the most important part of the sales call. They labor under the misconception that the more they talk, the better job of selling they do, when the truth is, you know, exactly the opposite. And there's still other salespeople who are content to, you know, just kind of play around the surface of the issue. How much of this do you use? What do you not like about your current supplier? Now, these two examples I just gave you are superficial at the very best and irritating at the worst. So the result is that salespeople never really uncover the deeper and more intense issues that motivate their customers. Instead, they continually react to the common complaint of customers who've been given no reason to think otherwise, and that is customers say your price is too high. The reason they say that is because they've been given no reason to think anything else. Fewer sales, constant complaints about pricing, frustrated salespeople, impatient managers, unimpressed customers, all of these are a result of the inability to use the salesperson's most powerful tool with skill and sensitivity. So if you're going to overcome this tendency, we're back where we started from, planning and preparing. This time, the focus of our planning is creating good questions. I have a process that I teach people in my live seminars and some of our online training. It goes like this. Step one, identify the situation for which you need the questions. You know, you do this on paper, by the way. So you write down a few words. I'm going to go see so-and-so. Here's the situation. Here's what I would like to achieve. And that evolves into step two, which is clearly, what are your objectives for this sales call? What do you want to achieve in this sales call? So number one, just kind of describe the situation. Number two, objectives. And then number three is you just brainstorm. I mean, close your eyes. Imagine yourself in that setting and say, what would I ask? And write down the questions that you think you should ask. Write them down word for word in the sequence in which you think you should ask them. And you know, this might take you a few minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, and then when you think you've kind of exhausted that, you should have a series of four or five, maybe 10 questions that you have written down. Now what you do is put on sort of an objective hat and look at those questions objectively. Look at the language, look at the sequence, look at the general type of question. Are you asking more open-ended or closed-ended kinds of questions? If all your, and this is, by the way, this is a very common mistake, all your questions are closed end, you know, like instead of saying, is your business up this year? That's a closed ended question. It only a closed ended question results in a yes or no answer for the most part. So is your business up this year? No. Okay. That's a closed ended question. If you look and you know, if you see yourself using a lot of those, turn some of those into open ended questions. Tell me about your business this year. See, if you ask, tell me about your business this year, they can't say yes or no. They got to talk more. The structure of the question dictates the depth and detail of the answer. So if you're not, you know, here's the issue. If you're not getting to the heart of the issue with the customers, it's because you're not asking questions effectively. And oftentimes, it's because you're so intent on closed into questions, sort of manipulating the customer into a position, that you neglect to try to understand the customer through more effective questioning. So anyway, once you've examined your questions, and by the way, I'm going to recommend my book, Question Your Way to Sales Success, here, because it's available wherever books are sold. You can get it on my website or Amazon, and it really explores in depth the detail of asking better questions. So let's get back to this issue. When you have edited your questions, and that's what I'm asking you to do, look at your brainstorming questions, edit them down to three or four, put them in the order, the sequence in which you want them, and then put them on whatever it is that you use to keep yourself on track in a sales call. Do you have an outline on your cell phone? Do you have a tablet? You know, do you use a notepad? I mean, what do you use to keep yourself on track and prepared for every sales call? You put your questions in that format, whatever it is, and then you're ready to go and ask the questions. When I was selling, I used 3x5 cards, you know, little index cards, and I would write the questions on an index card. And I had a little, just a little wallet kind of thing, a breast pocket wallet that I would open up, and open up flat, and there would be the questions, my index cards on one side, and the other side, I took notes also on index cards. And I would have the cards where I'd take notes, and basically I could glance down at the question, ask the question, take the notes. And so that's the kind of thing that you need to do if you're going to use questions well. Now, that's what it takes, you know, to be good at asking questions more effectively. It takes planning and preparing. You know, in an earlier podcast, I talked about planning, the lack of planning and preparing is one of the greatest mistakes salespeople make. And this is why, because it comes through and it touches almost every aspect. And this particular one, the art of asking questions, is so important that it kind of rises to the top as an issue by itself. But the solution to asking better questions is to plan and prepare. So first, I'm going to recommend that you find out what a good question is and what a good question looks like and how to edit questions and so on. Go get the book, Question Your Way to Sales Success. And then begin to, with discipline and willfulness and intentionality, ask better questions. You know, by taking the time to prepare good sales questions word for word before the sales call, we ensure that our questioning will be far more effective than if we rely on our spur-of-the-moment ability to create on the fly. Spend some of that planning time doing just that, creating good questions, word for word. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye.